You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
One of the biggest surprises for people exploring veganism is learning that not all sugar is considered vegan. At first, that sounds confusing. Sugar comes from plants. Sugar cane, sugar beets. What could possibly make it not vegan? The answer is processing. Some white and brown sugars, especially in the United States, are refined using bone char. Bone char is made from animal bones and is used as filtration material to remove color and impurities, leaving sugar bright white. Even though bone char does not end up in the final product, it is part of the process. For many vegans, that connection matters. And this is where the conversation opens up, because veganism is not a single rule book. It is a value-driven practice, and different people draw lines in different places. One school of thought within the vegan community is very clear. If an animal product is used anywhere in the process, even indirectly, then the product is not vegan. These vegans actively looked for certified vegan sugar, organic sugar, or beet sugar, which do not use bone char, even stevia. They see this as a matter of consistency and transparency. Another perspective focuses on intention and direct harm. This group points out that no animals are raised or killed specifically for sugar production. The bones used for bone char are byproducts of an already existing animal agriculture system. For them, avoiding meat, dairy, eggs, leather, and wool is the core ethical stance, while processing aids feel more removed from direct harm. There is also very practical camp. These vegans do their best when shopping and cooking at home, but they do not interrogate every ingredient when eating out, traveling, or attending social events. They recognize that perfection can become exhausting and that burnout helps no one. Their focus is sustainability of the lifestyle, not moral purity. And finally, there are vegans who simply opt out of the debate by choosing alternatives. Coconut sugar, date sugar, maple syrup, agave, molasses. Not because they're trying to be more vegan than anyone else, but because it simplifies their choices. Sugar is just one example. Once you start learning how food is made, you realize this comes up again and again. Take wine and beer. Many people are surprised to learn that some wines and beers are filtered using animal-derived fining agents. These can include gelatin, isinglass from fish bladders, egg whites, or casein from milk. Just like bone char, these substances are used during processing and are not meant to remain in the final product. Some vegans avoid any alcohol that is not clearly labeled vegan. Others feel comfortable drinking wine or beer without researching every bottle, especially if alcohol is not a major part of their lifestyle anyway. And many brands today are shifting towards plant-based filtration or labeling their products clearly, largely because consumers ask better questions. Then there are foods that challenge people on a philosophical level, not just a technical one. Figs are a classic example. Traditional fig pollination involves a fig wasp that dies during the reproductive process. No animal agriculture, no processing aid, just nature doing what is done for millions of years. Some vegans avoid figs because an animal dies as part of the life cycle. Others see this as fundamentally different from intentional exploitation. They argue that veganism is about reducing harm where humans have choice and control, not rewriting ecosystems. Palm oil brings up another set of questions. Palm oil itself is plant-based, but its production has been linked to deforestation and habitat destruction. Some vegans avoid palm oil entirely due to environmental and animal impacts. Others focus on certified sustainable palm oil or prioritize reducing animal agriculture first, seeing palm oil as a separate environmental issue. Candy and processed foods introduce even more gray areas. Ingredients like carmine, which comes from insects, are clearly not vegan for most people. Shellac, used as confectioner's glaze, comes from insects as well. L-cysteine, an amino acid sometimes used in baked goods, can be derived from animal sources like feathers or human hair, though plant-based versions exist. Glycerin can be plant-based or animal-derived, and labels often do not specify. Sugar alcohols like sorbitol and xylitol are typically plant-based, but again, processing details are not always obvious. Even yeast can spark debates. It is alive. It is killed during baking or brewing. Most vegans accept yeast without hesitation, but occasionally someone raises the question, and it defines how complicated defining life and harm can become. All of this leads to an important truth that often gets lost online. Veganism is not a courtroom. It's not about catching people doing it wrong. It's about aligning daily choices with values around compassion, sustainability, and harm reduction. For some, that alignment means researching every ingredient and choosing the strictest path. For others, it means focusing on the biggest sources of harm like meat, dairy, eggs, and animal testing, while accepting that some indirect connections are unavoidable in modern systems. What matters is honesty, knowing where food comes from, understanding the impact of choices, and giving people space to learn without shame. When conversations about veganism turn into purity tests, people shut down. When they become educational, curious, and compassionate, more people lean in. Sugar not being vegan is not meant to scare people away. It is an invitation to understand the system better, to ask better questions, and to remember that this movement grows stronger when we make room for learning, nuance, and humanity. Veganism is not about being perfect. It's about doing better together. Thank you so much for checking this episode of the Vegans Explore podcast out. As always, we're a daily podcast, and we look forward to bringing you more information about the vegan lifestyle and everything that's going on in future episodes. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen or watch your favorite podcasts, and we'll see you tomorrow.